Okay, from Boston Police Headquarters to City Hall. As we mentioned, the other major story breaking today, Boston City Councilor Anissa Asaibi George has officially entered the race for mayor. That means she joins Boston City Councilors Andrea Campbell and Michelle Wu in the race. We're actually going to hear from both Campbell and Wu a little later in the show on some specific policy proposals. But on the day that they each declared, they joined us here on Radio Boston to talk about their candidacies, and Anissa Asaibi George accepted our invitation to do the same. So we caught up with Councilor Asaibi George earlier in the afternoon. I started by asking her why she decided to run and what she believes she brings to the race.
Well, first of all, thank you very much again for having me on and giving me an opportunity to talk about my desire to lead this city and the work that I think I'll bring to the table, that I know I'll bring to the table based on my life experience. You know, Boston is my home, and I obviously have very deep roots here, and that connection drives me to work hard every single day as an at-large city councilor. And as a mayor, I know that I will be able to bring that same drive and desire to serve to that role.
You just mentioned you're an at-large city councilor, which means you've needed to appeal to a wide swath of the city. In announcing your candidacy, the Globe, Boston Globe, characterized you as, quote, something of a centrist on a political body that has become increasingly progressive in recent years, end quote. Do you agree with that assessment? Is that right?
Well, I've always described myself as a lowercase p progressive. It's really important to think big and to hope, but it's also equally important to exist in reality and to understand that there are challenges that our families are facing every single day, that our kids are dealing with in our school system. When we think about the work that is left undone, we need to take that practical, realist approach to the work of the city. And that's what I've brought to the table. I was a teacher for 13 years. I've built a small business in this city. And to do those things, you have to approach the work from a very realistic perspective.
You made your announcement today outside East Boston High School. You just referenced the fact that you were a teacher for 13 years. Certainly, the Boston Public Schools is a huge part of this sort of oversight and supervision of the mayor of Boston. And it's been a tough year with COVID-19, especially in relations between the city, the superintendent, and teachers. What do you think you bring to the table as a former teacher that would be unique in the mayor's office?
No, certainly no teacher has ever served in the mayor's office as mayor of this city, and no teacher has ever led this city. And I certainly look forward to using every moment of those 13 years in the classroom to inform my work, especially as it relates to education. And when I think about both my experience as a student myself, as a parent of four BPS students, and as a former teacher, those experiences right now as an at-large counselor and as chair of the council's committee on education inform that work every single day. But I think about the experiences for sure of the kids that were in my care, that were in my classroom all of those years. And those experiences taught me about the true housing insecurity that they experienced, the homelessness that they experience, the food insecurity, and their families struggle with that. And that continues today. That hasn't changed. We have so much work to do as a city to support those kids and their families. And I learned all of that, not just through my own personal experiences, but through the experiences of my kids.
You know, the work of the city is wide-ranging. Law enforcement is a piece of that. You're not the only breaking news today. The other big breaking news in the city of Boston is Boston Police Commissioner William Gross is retiring as of tomorrow. Superintendent Dennis White will become the new commissioner. And multiple sources are saying, unlike earlier speculation, that Gross is, while retiring, not running for mayor. So what is your reaction to this news, and what does the BPD need to be thinking about as it goes through a leadership transition while the city's going through transition?
Well, first, I want to congratulate Commissioner Gross on his many, many years of service to this great city. He has served certainly with distinction and has, you know, made history himself as the first African-American, the first Black commissioner of this city. And I want to wish him well in his retirement. Commissioner Gross and I share a little bit in common. We both graduated from the same high school, Boston Tech, although a few years apart from one another, and I'm proud of his service to the city and want to wish him well. I want to note the question around law enforcement and policing and the Boston Police Department and the city reminds me how important it is for a mayor to be involved in many discussions. I, of course, sort of own the space when we talk about our schools and education, but being mayor of the city of Boston means you need to lead in all issues. So it's the economy, it's the climate, it's transportation, and it is in policing. And we have a lot of work to do to make sure that we're doing the things we need to do to make sure they have tools at their resource to do the work that they need to do. But we're also doing other things, like my work around our best clinicians, to make sure that we have social workers that are on hand to respond to the mental health crises that too many of our residents are experiencing day in and day out. So I'm proud of my record on that, on making sure that we have those investments in mental health professionals. But it is about that bigger picture. It's about doing all of the things we need to do to make sure that Boston can be the great city that we know it to be.
A moment ago, you referred to the historic nature of Commissioner Gross's service. You're the third candidate in this race, but you are the third candidate who is a woman, the third candidate who is a woman of color. All the candidates represent a kind of diversity that has previously been unheard of in a Boston mayor's race. What does that diversity mean for you, to you, and for the city of Boston this year?
Well, I'll tell you, it's actually very special and very personal for me. My dad is an Arab, and when I was young and had an interest in municipal government and an interest in perhaps running for office someday, he very directly said to me, in this city, with a girl like you and an Arab name, Anissa Rasaibi, you will not be able to be elected to anything. Mm. And as an at-large city councilor, I proved him wrong, as any oldest daughter of an Arab would want to do. But I'm very proud of the work that I've accomplished. And, you know, I'm very proud of my history and my heritage and my name. And I'm excited to work to lead this city and to be elected to lead this city as its next mayor.
Councillor Sivey George, I'm asking all the candidates this today. There's a move for a home rule petition to forego a special election if current Mayor Marty Walsh resigns his post due to his confirmation before March 5th. What's your position on that home rule petition?
So I'm not taking a position on that. I think that it's certainly questionable at the least, but very likely unethical for me to take a position on that home rule petition, as it very directly does impact me and my campaign strategy and the work that's ahead of us. I'm in it, whether there's a special and a regular election cycle or just a regular election cycle. I do think it's inappropriate for anyone either announced as a candidate for mayor or seriously looking at this race to be involved in both the discussion and the vote.
And give us a sneak preview. You've entered the race now. What should we anticipate as the big policy issues for Boston you're going to try to lead on during this race?
Well, there are issues I've already led on. It's our schools. It's our economy. It's those that are experiencing homelessness and the opioid crisis, working with our residents who are vulnerable, making sure that our schools are able to open the doors quickly for our students and that we're able to you know, catch our kids up on the academics that they've lost, to make sure that our residents have access to mental health services. It is the work that I've been doing on the council over the last 5 years that I will continue to lead on as mayor of this city.
And that is Boston City Councilor Anissa Asaibi George, who announced today her candidacy for mayor of Boston. Councilor Asaibi George, thanks so much for your time. Hope we'll talk to you again soon.
Very good. Thank you.